Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master, and today we are continuing the strike mission with our three wayward heroes. We have Rob, who plays Veritas.
Correct.
Mike, who plays Cerberus.
Hello.
And Natalie, who plays Winter.
Hello.
All right, we're going to jump right back into the action here. We last left off as they were on their way to go visit Esme, the Veiled Beetle, who is a known cape in this region. They had just entered her inner sanctum, known as the Hive.
All right, do we see her?
So when you enter the Hive, it's a massive open area. It's probably 60 feet across. It's kind of not really sectioned out so much as it is. There's like an area that's obviously, it's got like couches and a TV, and then there's a kitchen, and then there's a section that looks like it's carved out. It's like it leads towards bedrooms. There's a hallway leading out and down. And then you see in the kitchen that there is the woman that looks just the woman from the picture that you were shown, Esme.
I will start heading that way.
It looks like she's cooking. On perception, if you want to try and figure out what she's cooking.
Question. Never mind. There are tools for it.
If we're offered, Cerberus will accept.
It would be the polite and face thing to do is to accept any food that it would be offered. I was just seeing if I had the right tools. I have brewer's tools.
Why brewer's?
I was told to pick a tool set from the system, so I did.
Yeah. Should have gone with the skill of the gods.
Calligraphy. I don't know where that's from.
Well, I got it from Tulak.
So did I, but I don't know where it's from. Hey, anybody on the other side who knows where the fuck that's from, at me. I want to know. Seriously.
At C-U-R-U.
At C-U-R-U-N-I-R-4-7-1 on Twitter. Please, hit me up. I need to know where the fuck that shit's from. Okay, so you head over, and she's cooking, and it looks like she's cooking for, like, she's cooking for an army. I mean, it's got, like, three or four big pots, all with the same stuff in it, and she's, like, working it.
Smells hot.
And it smells hot and delectable.
Who loves spice with flavor?
That is something that would be true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it smells hot. It smells delicious. And then you hear the oven. There's like three ovens in a row. They all ding like within a half a second of each other. And she pulls out fresh baked naan to go with it. Literally make my mouth water as I think about this, because that sounds delicious. If you've never had fresh naan, it will change your life. And it's so easy to make.
Stop looking at me.
I need you to make me naan. Thank you. I'll help, but I want it real bad. But yeah, so she just takes out bowls and she starts ladling, like, and it's obviously a thick, meaty stew. And there's two pots of meat and one pot of vegetarian. And she walks over and she says, meat or veggies?
Meat.
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 Excellent. She just ladles it out and she says, and she's like expertly, she has three bowls in her and like laid out along her arm and she spins it out and it lays out like three seats right in front, right along the bar. And she says, well, belly up to the bar while I'm serving everybody else, but everyone here can hear my business. Let's go. She says, I have nothing to hide from these people. What brings you to me?
So, we are here. Eleanor had suggested that we talk to you before we head off to dethrone the Dreadhorde.
Well, I'd like the Dreadhorde dead, so whatever I need to do to assist with that, I'm willing to. Why are you working for Eleanor again?
She was our point of contact coming in. We were unaware of her tendencies before. Here.
The Whirling something or other? Whirling Reaper?
Whirling Reaper.
We were unaware until...
Yeah, I'm not surprised. She didn't really leave anybody alive except me because she couldn't figure out how to kill me.
Being tough to kill is always a good thing.
She says, when your exoskeleton will take a nuke and let you walk away, yeah. And she said, yes, I've had it tested. North Korea is a fun place when you have enough money.
Okay. And she's not lying.
And she's not lying.
Sounds like fun to Cerberus. It's just like, yeah.
Yeah. Effectively, she's immune to certain damage types, which is enough that she could survive it. She didn't walk away happy, but she did survive it.
She's not a beetle. She's a cockroach.
She didn't want to go by the La Cucaracha. Well, she's about as close to someone I want to kill as I'm willing to get. But the Dreadhorde I hate more. So I'm willing to assist. I'm sorry, her voice is much lighter than that. I'm willing to assist, but
you don't
I know. Want her removed afterward. And those are my conditions.
We have someone looking into dealing with her after we finish with the Dreadhorde.
You will not have my support until I have promised that she'll be removed. I can't have her killing off my children again.
I double tap my headphones.
I was going to say, I tap on my helmet.
Signaling to Joker.
Yeah, you know, like fully enclosed helmet.
Yeah. You hear from Joker. He says, fucking internet cafe doesn't take American dollars. God damn it. I didn't think I'd need to buy any fucking son of a bitch. I'm looking for an ATM.
We're looking for clearance on Target 2.
Yeah, me too. I'm looking for a fucking ATM. He says, if push comes to shove, I'll just fucking steal from somebody. I'll leave him some money. You know what? Screw it. That's way faster. I'll talk to you guys in a minute. Click. he says, by the way, if you're eating her food, it's always good. Bye. Click.
So, Cerberus will adjust part of his helmet. I'm assuming nanite tech because...
Literally, it'll just fade all the way into your...
Well, it'll fade up to... Just below the nose. So
keep his identity.
So you probably
need above this. The nose, yeah. But keeps the identity.
Yeah. You smell it, and it smells on a scale of like this is no spice at all. Like this is sour cream to Scotch bonnet. Mm-hmm. This is like.
Oh God, where's my taste buds going?
That's the Scotch bonnet. This is
going to burn twice.
This is an 8 out of 10. Okay. She says, it's a little spicy. Is that okay?
Yeah, bring it on.
Yes.
Yes.
I think Anita is, if I remember correctly from the campaign, she takes heat pretty well. You rolled for it and you nailed it, so she actually is really good with spice, unlike most of your characters who are wusses to it.
Yeah.
Because I remember Luna is like a total wuss to spice. No, she was fine to it too.
She has to be. I mean, look at her family.
Yeah, or she adjusted quickly.
Yes, probably.
Because she went from white sauce to she went from milk and potatoes to tamales.
That family, right? I was thinking the other side.
So she says, dig in. I'm going to. I won't be dealing with you until I have confirmation.
We are working on that.
We are waiting on Overwatch to get back to us.
Good, you eat, and I'll feed my family. You eat, and you see a parade of like 25 kids, and some adults come through, and she just feeds them all. The vegetarian one is eaten almost as often as the other ones.
But that's why there's only one pot of it.
Yeah, and you know that obviously they ran through first to make sure they got it, and then. That one doesn't get touched until right near the end when a couple of parents come over like, can I get some more? Of course you can. Fill it up. The food is... It might be the tastiest thing you three have ever eaten. It's right up there with, like... It's professional chef level made out of a fucking pot in the goddamn basement of And she says, when you've been cooking as long as I have, you learn a few tricks.
It's definitely better than the
she looks,
I had
she,
last time I was
She
here.
Looks like 18. Like, she doesn't look old at all. She is a young woman looking.
Well, it's definitely better than the food I had last time I was here.
Ah. You were part of that group. We heard tell of... Were you that big before, is that new?
No, he was... When he was in the
Marines... He's a man mountain still, yeah. But he just wasn't as super strong.
He wasn't super strong. He's still, but, you know, he was... When he finished growing, he was still 6'7", 6'8".
Okay, he says, we heard tell of the Man Mountain carrying the vehicle-mounted machine gun walking the battlefield.
Actually, that was my brother-in-law.
Was it?
So, needless to say, that is my character in the Portland game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my brother-in-arms. He was the shorter one.
That makes sense. And then... You were the one with the big hammer. With a big hammer, or Axe thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like my axe, but... And I, like, reach back and pat the...
carpet.
The carpet.
And she smiles and nods. She says, "My family have been guardians of this region for millennia. I've been guarding it longer than I can remember."
I was going to say insight, yeah. See if
insight.
I can...
She's not lying. She old as hell.
Yep.
Her mannerisms, you can roll. Because I'm going to assume you're a student of history when it comes to this kind of thing. So you can roll ed proficiency, because it's people's reactions throughout.
Plus proficiency.
So
insight. Wisdom.
Insight. Okay.
Yeah, wisdom plus proficiency.
So I'm rolling insight?
Yes. Well, yeah, roll insight. That's fine. Fucking swipe.
That's a 23. Or, 27.
Her mannerisms are that of someone from the early 800 AD, maybe a little earlier, maybe earlier, but that may be where she spent most of her time with people, like in the norm. She could very well be older. She's not the oldest person you've met at all, but she old. But she looks 18, maybe 19. Like, she gets carded.
And no, she doesn't. People not, know who she is.
Around here. But if she were to go to America, she'd get carded everywhere.
Whereas Cerberus was never carded.
No.
He was since he was, like,
he was
13.
Yeah, 13. Like, yeah, all right, buddy, here's your beer.
And then when he finally went back at the age of 18...
21, or, you know, 21 and then. I adjusted drinking age to 18.
In Riverside.
In America.
Did you adjust it for the...
Okay. America. Definitely America.
Okay.
See, I know Paul's history.
That is
it.
If you can fight in a war, you can get a drink. I'm sorry. I don't drink, but I think it's... You're right to do
it. It's only fair.
Exactly. Take a bullet, take a shot.
Take a shot and take a shot.
Either way.
All right, moving on. So, but that's the impression you get. But she calls everyone her child, like, in this place, even though they don't bear any resemblance to her, really.
When Cerberus is done eating, he'll, you know, ask if it's okay to play with the kids.
Of course. If you see that they have a gray bandana, only touch them if you are resistant to disease, or you're willing to take that risk.
Going to spells.
Constitution save plus 7. I'm not resistant to disease, but I got a good con save.
You'd probably be fine. It's like a DC 10.
Yeah. So I need to roll a 3 or higher.
Yeah.
So yeah, he'll go and play with the kids and have fun, because
most of them stay away from you. Roll one save.
That's a 10 on the die, plus 7, 17.
Yeah, you're fine. It was some kid who was just excited, someone big enough to carry him around, because he's a bigger kid.
Oh, easily.
And, yeah, you know, you can spin him around like
put
nothing.
Put him on the shoulder, you know.
He says, and she nods at you. She says, "I appreciate that." You can take inspiration.
Oh, cool.
Mm.
You found the thing she cares about most.
It's also something that he cares about.
Yep.
It's specifically these people he cares about. She cares about.
Do we hear anything back from
Joker?
After you guys finish eating and you're kind of like just sitting chatting with her a little bit, you hear fucking A, slowest internet speed on the goddamn planet. I mean, this is the 21st goddamn century. This is dial up in this bitch. Okay, I don't want to talk about it. The home base was not aware of her proclivities, and we're to cut off all contact with her.
And what about the her being target 2?
If we can verify her acts, she is target 2.
We got 2.
I would suggest we do not entirely cut off contact.
That was the orders from ground.
If we are to make her target 2, it might be helpful to not cut off contact. We can use the element of surprise.
We'd give up the gig.
That's reasonable. I was reading off the orders. Good call. Trained you well.
Understood, sir. Thank you, sir.
And so I will relay that to Not Eleanor.
Veiled Beetle.
Esme.
My brain wants to say Esmeralda.
I almost called her that. That's her full name.
Okay. So my brain was correct.
Yeah, I never told you that, but yeah.
Hey, good call. Good insight.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
And I thought I was the one with the puns.
That's, she says... what was that again?
We need confirmation on that identity, and if we can get full confirmation of what she actually is, and who she really is...
She flicks a USB drive at your forehead, like...
Dexterity catch?
Yeah, you catch it. It wasn't hard, it was just like... It almost looked like it was being carried by something, because it was perfectly level the whole time.
Thanks.
There was a little beetle.
A microscopic beetle. Friend of yours? Flying it. Huh?
Friend of yours?
No, it was gone by the time. It got to within an inch of your forehead and it released and flew away.
Got it.
But you would be able to see it.
Yeah. That's why I said, friend of yours?
Yes. There's as many friends just like him.
Alright, I'm assuming I got like a device I can plug it in and then transfer the information.
Yeah, you've got a converter for your phone.
Yep.
I've got one of those. USB to USB-C.
Yeah.
Nah, I figure like I had a tack pad on my arm that can relay information.
Well, considering you have a full-on AR feed that's like TV size, if you want it from your phone, you would just do that.
Yeah, I'm just saying interaction. Alright, no, we talked about having like...
Yeah.
But range. Somewhere I could plug it in to transfer the data, view
you just,
it.
You just tap.
I'm wearing a nanotech power suit.
I'm sorry, it's not.
Yeah.
It's,
you can plug it into me.
I'm sorry, it's not a flasher. It's a data chip, and you just touch it to your phone, and it says data transferred, and then you toss the chip back to her.
Okay.
And you open it up, and there's a video of this woman, and she is wielding a scythe, and literally carving her way through town. You don't,
good enough for me.
You look at it and you get nauseous, and you're a soldier.
Sarge, I see all the gruesome detail in it.
Yeah, Sarge, it's really bad.
Target 2 confirmed.
Literally.
Transmitting data, target 2 confirmed.
And by the way, she was smiling the whole time.
Oof. Yeah. I feel wrong wearing the garb that she gave me now.
Yeah, really, it's hers. She says... I can give you a new one if you'd like to burn that one.
I would very much like to do that. Or actually, yeah. Yeah.
That garb wasn't normally red. I didn't want to tell you that.
It was red, but yeah.
But, no, it would not be red now.
I know. It's fresh.
But no, she was wearing, it was a red metal scythe when she was wearing red leather and like she was the whirling reaper. But the science stats in D&D sucks, but I always upgrade them.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Same at the web.
D12 times 4 crit.
Wow.
Wow, thanks for letting us know what her stats are.
Yeah. Requires special training, right?
Very.
So what I'm hearing is I need to get a hold of one.
We need a way to disarm her.
Times 5 crit, what?
Times 4.
Times 5, what?
And increase crit range.
Times 4.
I do have...
For Mike.
Oh.
Half orc.
What? No, that's including her half orc, her being a half orc.
Oh, she's a half orc too?
That's her stats, yeah.
Fuck. So normally it'd be times 3.
Yeah, okay. it's like a lance, but it's just like a lance would, but lances you only get that on a charge.
Yeah.
While mounted.
Yeah.
All right, so.
So yeah, she provides you with a new cover.
Yay!
And
I would say Joker. We hold on to it for when we go to meet her again.
Right.
It's just, you're welcome to keep that. I have hundreds. Or I had hundreds. I have a lot. So, she says, I recommend that you, if you're going to attack her, do it from range. She's very dangerous in melee.
Understood. 500 feet.
Though, so the first attack from range, she'll block. Almost assuredly.
Unless I have hold of person.
She doesn't know it's coming.
Unless
she has some preternatural ability to know what's coming. She says that she can sense death. She says, like I said, she has a preternatural sense of danger, so I'd recommend that you attempt to deal with her from a range. After the first shot, she will block. Will block. Not might. Will.
So.
Fantastic.
Somebody throw a shuriken, and then I'll shoot her.
You can roll Arcana if you want.
None of us have a plus two intelligence.
Then you're going to get it wrong.
How does a 19 on the die sound?
It sounds like a displacement effect almost. First attack each turn misses.
Each turn? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only having two attacks suck.
It's a reaction effect.
No, no. Like, yeah. No, the first time you should be attacking each turn, you will miss. Regardless if it's melee or ranged.
Not each player's.
Okay, I know the item.
Cloak of Displacement.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm using an older version. I don't even know if that's still a version.
It is.
Rob's, the way I'm understanding the way Rob reacted was that he thought every single player turn, she can cause a miss.
Every turn on her start of her turn, she guarantees misses.
Yeah.
I just hope I'm...
Not first?
Basically.
Really? What's your highest damage output for a single attack?
Let's see. 20 plus 2d8 plus d6 plus...
A d4. No, it's a d8 now for your favorite foe.
Not till 14th.
Six again.
Yes, I know you have a 6d10.
Yeah, but that's point blank. And that's a dex save, so it's not an attack.
Correct.
Yep, so you bypass it regardless. And, yep, but,
that'll
well.
That'll be a fun surprise.
Yeah, so she says, either way, I can't loan you any of my swarm. I'm sorry. But, and she points up at the ceiling, up at like a fresco on the ceiling, and you see that there is a silverish beetle, like a beetle-looking person, along with five other colored beetles, or colored bugs. She says, our centipede is missing, so I don't... we're still out looking for her.
Okay, if we happen to see it, we will bring it back. See her, he would have said
she's
her.
She's very large. It's hard to miss her. She went missing. Like, I'm talking, she's about the size of a city bus when she's in her armor.
Alright. So far what we've figured about the Dreadhorde is he's been bringing things back to life after killing the dead back to life.
I remember that, let's say this isn't the first time that's happened in this region. I wiped it out then, but not nearly as strong as I was back then.
So what would happen if the centipede was brought back?
If she was in her armor, she'll have all her powers. She won't be able to deactivate and reactivate, but she'll be stuck. Though her armor is good enough at sustaining her life, she's probably still alive in there if you can get her out.
Okay.
Though she may not have any control over her own actions. And she'll be in a state of suspended animation.
Got it. Need strength to push her.
Hi.
Well, I'm strength.
Is there any information you can give us about the Dreadhorde? Or the keep?
Location.
I know that I wasn't allowed in it, despite being the defender of this region. And that they have anti-super weaponry. Each of the weapons by those manned on the walls have the ability to pierce through armor.
Fun.
So don't be seen. Got it.
Anti-tank rounds. Or anti-tank beam rifles.
Alright.
I wrote anti-keep power weapons. Is that right?
At the keep, they have anti-cape weapons.
Yes, that's what she wrote.
Okay, then yeah, I'm good.
It's close enough, yeah. Yep. We'll know what you mean. Thank you for keeping notes.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you for keeping notes.
Is there anything else I can help you with? Do you have any questions about the city? I've been here a long time.
What are your thoughts on the other two that we were sent to? Kasim and Kafir.
Kasim is a blowhard. But
he folded like a wet towel, so...
Well, that's good to hear. He's a little bit of a bitch. But he does love our city. Kafir is as mercenary as they come. He is only here for the money. And now that the money is drying up, he's looking for a way out. Don't trust anything he says.
So should we go see him?
He might have more information than we can.
I can always pick out his lies.
That's true.
Beware. I know that if he sends a servant with you when you leave, there's every opportunity that they're rigged to explode. He cares not for his people's lives.
Yeah. Understandable.
Thank you.
We will deal with them when we come.
And you guys have been here for about an hour now. But the company is good. She is knowledgeable about everything you ask her about. If you ask her about her city, she has information. You can each ask me two questions about this city, and I will answer honestly as long as it isn't too personal.
By the way, at the hour mark, I will wave goodbye to Tibble.
Okay.
It'll last for an hour. And it's once a day.
You wouldn't fight. You wouldn't go to this thing today. It's getting to be daytime. You want to do it at night.
Yeah. I went in thinking that we're going straight into the fight. That was the purpose of this drop.
No, the drop was to get you in there without being noticed.
Yeah. No, I took that as that was our point of contact and we're starting to fight.
No.
So that's why I summoned on the drop.
So, would you each have two questions you're going to ask, if you want.
Where would be a safe place for us to spend the day?
Here. And you're welcome.
If we return after going to speak with Kefir? Refuse any accompaniment that he might offer.
Of course.
It does not sound wise to accept.
As long as you're in my region, you're welcome in my home. As long as you maintain upon the side of good. And she radiates like a silverish light. Is anyone not of a good alignment?
Neutral?
Good.
Good.
I kind of had him as a true neutral or neutral good, so I don't actually plan alignments.
Yeah, I usually don't either, but this is specific to her. She is essentially a lawful good being in this world, but she follows an ancient law. So she may not follow the modern law, but she is following ancient law. Hammurabi's code?
Yeah.
That's her shit.
Yeah. Damn it, now I need to make a decision.
So question for Paul.
Before I know what this does.
Yeah, exactly. I can't tell you. Are you good, I'm guessing? Chaotic good, probably?
Yeah.
You?
Neutral.
Good. Neutral. So it'd be three to the top, neutral goods, and then the middle.
Yeah.
The impression I've gotten from how you describe servers is chaotic good. Pretty hard. Really, I mean, that honestly, most characters I play are neutral, chaotic good. Those are my two favorite alignments to play because it aligns...
Neutral good because he follows orders. He's lawful in that respect. Not chaotic in the, I do what the fuck I want.
Yeah, but Winter disobeys orders all the time. Speaking from experience.
So, yeah, she does.
I feel neutral good would be
okay.
Appropriate.
So each of you glow a gentle green, and she says, "You're
already green."
Yes, but like an emerald, and it radiates. She says, "You're all welcome in my home whenever you'd like." And she actually holds up like a silver box to each of you, and she look primarily to Winter. Shame. Well, I had to check, and she puts it back away.
Okay.
What?
Lawfulness.
She scans us with something.
Checking for lawfulness.
Nope.
No?
You can ask. That's when you have two questions. Just ask me the question.
Just speak.
Dragon. Check.
No. She's not that old. She doesn't know about them.
What? Okay. What?
That's why I was just signing it first.
What did you scan us with?
It wasn't a scan so much as it was. We have one of our kin, and she holds up to the fresco above her with all the armor beetles, and she says one of them is not currently worn, so I wanted to see if any of you are compatible. It's primarily women, but we have had a man or two among our ranks, and it seems like none of you are meant to be among us, but I figured I would offer it to you. Essentially, I'll give you guys an opportunity. This is a player. This is a DM to player opportunity. You can ask for another shot at it, and I will give you a roll to see if you are compatible. It will give you the exoskeleton power suit at rank 1.
What kind of roll are we talking?
Luck roll.
No, it will be percentiles, and there is a 5% chance. No, it'll be a
d20. D20 and roll 20.
Pick a number. D20. Pick a number.
I would say d20, and if you roll a 20,
yeah.
That's fine. Just pick
because if you pick, if you say pick a number, then that adds a variable to it.
Yes, it does. It's intentional.
That's not 5%. I mean, no, there's a 5% chance, but you're changing.
Once you've set your number, it's still a 5% chance.
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't like statistics.
As once you've isolated a variable, it goes back to 5%. You can just say 20 if you want. This is an opportunity she's offering. You don't have to take it.
And it would just add the power set?
Yes.
Is there a green one?
It's worn by Emerald Lotus. Emerald Locust, I'm sorry.
Any relation to Terra?
Damn it, no. Stop it. It's Locust versus Locust.
Locust.
With a T.
Okay.
And no, but Terra and I have known each other for many years.
Okay.
Unless she means as a villain, Terra Locust?
No, Terra and I.
Oh.
Have known each other for many years.
When they were together, they were shortening it to just Terra, so that's why it was...
No, Terra being the curator of the Riverside City Museum, a.k.a. the oldest being on the planet Earth.
I was referring to Terra Locust.
Oh, Terra Locust. No, I have no...
Isn't that who you...
They're not my kin.
Yeah.
That's what I was pointing at.
Yeah, that's what I was referring to.
Yeah.
20, by the way.
Roll it.
14.
Not today. Actually, that's one face off.
Yeah, I know. I can see the 20 staring at me.
Would you like to roll?
Cerberus has his green armor already, so he doesn't need the exosuit.
What am I rolling?
Just think about it this way, Mike.
Roll a d20 and call a number.
You can roll a d20 and get a chance to get a shield. Number
right now.
5 times for a long rest.
14. 10.
You do not get it.
Okay.
Give me a second.
Or whatever your con mod is.
I need to get my story straight. What are you doing?
Things that I already have.
Yeah, hence why I said the shield.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass.
By the way, this is also, if anyone in our group wants to play with the exoskeleton power set, this would be where you could get it from.
Yep.
And she's a pretty cool character if you guys want to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cool. So she says, oh, it's a shame, but I thought you had a good chance. You each seem like good people. Go meet with Kasim, Kafir. Go meet with Kafir. And unless you have money, you have nothing he wants. We have suspicion that he may even be providing the Dreadhorde with weapons.
Well,
I'm sorry, not weapons, with information on the town, for a fee, of course.
Of course. When is that kind?
She swears in like ancient ass Arabic. You can pick up occasionally, like, it's... But she's being very derogatory to this man. And then she switches... Sorry, I forget myself occasionally. She says, meet him, come back, and you have a safe place to stay. And she gestures down a hallway that you didn't see anyone else go down. She says, there are guest rooms for 20 people down that way.
That is most appreciated. We do have one more companion, and he's the one that was looking...
Joker's always welcome.
Oh,
I have better spies than you do. I'm sorry.
That's fair.
By the way,
and you hear Joker say, "Oh, should they know I'm here?" Okay. I didn't get to eat. Damn. and he's like, ask her if she set a bowl for me.
I ask.
Of course I did.
Yeah,
it's
right here.
I figured you'd eat it after you guys got back.
Also, Ruby Scarab needs a little bit more help on his stealth or her stealth.
She got her scarab 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I caught her instantly.
Yeah, she got her scarab 2 weeks ago. She has the whole phasing through walls thing down. She's pretty good at that. But that's about it. So she's really good at escaping. But the whole actually being unseen, she glows like the sun and she doesn't know how to use it to her advantage yet.
I'm going to write down a few tips for her to be more perceptive because I snuck up on her very easily.
I think I would appreciate that. She may not, but I don't care. I want her to be alive, not happy.
Exactly. See the danger.
Alive first. Happy. Alive first, then happy.
Happy is a bonus.
But happy is a bonus.
What's the best way of dealing with Kafir?
Money.
Money.
Just money?
Which? No, the more money you can offer him, the happier he'll be.
Joker, what's our financial allowance for this mission?
100K.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
That's for everything, though.
Yeah.
Including our evac. To which point, Winter says, I can handle the evac.
Well, I have spell slots available. Or a wild shape available.
No, she can just touch a tree and you guys can be back in fucking
Okay, City. Never use your 6th level slot then.
I saw teleport through plants, and I'm just like, so if I were to just like touch a daisy, I could just be like,
you need a tree.
Something big enough like that a tree.
That you can actually walk into.
Where are we going to find a tree?
A bush. A big
cactus.
A big enough bush or a cactus?
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to hurt, isn't it?
You take 2d6 going in, but you pop out a fucking, you know.
2d6? I think 1d6. It's not like...
You're going through a cactus.
Yeah.
Hello, full plate, medium and, tactical.
No armor.
What?
Rip her.
You don't wear armor.
You have your ice.
You have ice armor.
I thought she didn't have the ice power set.
It's all cool.
Flavor behind her monk's belt, which is I added back to 5e. Okay, so she says, "I'll see you when you get back. I don't really sleep much. Well, every couple hundred years. Never mind."
She is a dragon.
Yep.
She's not a dragon, in case anyone's curious.
I'm deleting that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
No, delete the not part.
Okay, so yeah. Y'all, it's on you guys.
Go find Kefir.
Yep.
You make it to him with no problem. He is in an open cafe. It's like 6 o'clock. He's in an open cafe. He's visible from the street. Everyone else is very well hidden. This guy is out in the middle of nowhere.
He does not care.
He is probably surrounded by guards in disguise.
With your passive perception, yeah, you can tell that every single person in this cafe is packing heat.
Oof.
Including the food.
No, it looks really bland and not nearly as good as what you just ate.
Yeah, no, I'm just talking about spicy.
Yeah, I'm guessing Beetle just served his breakfast.
It was dark, so yeah, she served you guys dinner. So it's, but it was like 5 o'clock dinner because it's like winter time, so. The sun goes down about 4 o'clock.
Okay.
So you guys had dinner. So these people are having a later dinner.
Wait, I thought we were going into daytime.
No, you dropped in at night,
and then we went to whatever,
two places, yeah.
And I thought you said we were coming up on daytime, mm-mm. Which is why we were going to wait until tomorrow.
No.
Under cover of night.
You don't have enough time tonight to assault, is what I said. Ah. Or what I intended. Sorry, if it wasn't clear.
It sounded like it's coming up on daytime, so we're gonna have to.
No, it's probably like 7 o'clock. It's probably like 7 o'clock, maybe 8 p.m. But 8 p.m. Yeah, okay. But so it's pitch black outside. But there's people. These people are in a cafe, and they are being uproarious and loud. But it's obvious that they're all being deferential to the guy in the corner.
Okay. I will inform you guys that they're all packing heat. By the way, they're all probably under his. Wallet.
And yeah. You see some of them have really big knives on their hips, or some of them are like using this like a food knife, but it's like a fucking 12-inch Bowie. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it does.
Not unless you're camping.
Or you're a Marine.
Yeah.
And then you're using a K-bar, not a Bowie.
Big knife.
K-bar significantly thinner and shorter.
Alright, but back to the point at hand. We do approach. Don't mention the money. We probably will undersell our number, and then we can always bargain up.
So,
sounds good.
When you guys approach this table, like four people stand up and like wall you.
Oh, son of a bitch.
We're here to talk to Kefir.
Why are you here to speak to the boss?
Which one said it?
One of the four goons.
Goon A said that.
Goon number one.
Odd question for you. Can I roll perception to see if there's anything I can tell about him that he might be insecure about?
The goon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Roll perception.
God, I love that wisdom.
So that's a 13 plus a 14 for 27.
He has one tooth that's like almost directly sideways, and it looks like it would catch on his lip. So he probably has to like hold his lip funny all the time, otherwise he'll punch a hole in it.
Okay.
He's obviously an expert at hiding it, but you have the fucking eyes of an eagle.
You can make fun of this man's teeth.
I can have my big friend here fix your teeth for you.
I'm going to roll intimidation and say...
Roll it. Oh, roll with advantage, because I will gladly help. We're playing into my strengths here.
You just crack your knuckles.
Oh, one of them is a 1. Mm-hmm. The other one's a 12 plus a 7 for intimidation.
Then use my 11 if I'm helping.
Yeah,
that's 23.
He goes, boss, I'm not. And he just steps away.
Next.
No, he says, don't bother. And they just, all three of them step back. They do draw their pistols, though.
Do you actually say next?
Yep.
They do draw their energy pistols and train them on you, but they do let you walk up to their boss. And he says, oh, pleasure to meet your acquaintance. He has like a strangely British accent, which doesn't make a lot of sense for this region. But it makes a lot of sense. But if you know anything about the region that we're talking about, it makes total sense. What a pleasure to meet your acquaintance.
I'm trying to remember the name we came up with. I can't remember. It began with a V.
Veritas.
Veritas. By the way, was that a lie? Pleasure to meet our acquaintance.
Oh, he's lying.
Did we come up with a signal for you to tell us when somebody's lying?
Yeah, we'll probably cover that.
I like to imagine
that. He just turns around and it's like.
I like to imagine there's like a button on his like inside of his glove that he just taps and it like lights up his left shoulder, like the back of his right shoulder.
No, it's a ping on the AR.
Oh, it just pops in your AR feed. Lie. That's it. That's exactly it. You just pop it. You can tell him it's a lie.
Definitely a lie.
Liar.
I am Veritas.
Why the fuck you lying?
And I am Kefir. Eh?
Is he lying?
No.
Okay.
Ooh.
Gotta keep it.
Yes, that's a good one.
I will tell you if he lies.
I will remind you.
That's if you think it might be a lie, ask.
That's what I've been doing.
Okay.
That is a good one to check, though, because he might be a...
Another goon?
Yeah.
A fake double? I'm sorry. He is lying.
Oh!
Get me your boss. You're not Tim.
He says, hold on. You're one of those powered folk. I guess we all are now. Well, I'm not, but I don't need powers. Let me guess. You think I'm lying?
I know you're lying. Now bring me Kefir.
Get a weakness.
My name is Robert Johnson. I go by Kefir, and he's not lying.
Interesting.
Is that 3-1?
The one was from earlier.
It's still rough.
Oh my gosh.
What can I help you with?
We are...
You can write that down. Kefir is actually Robert Johnson. Just do it up to the top where you have Kefir. Robert Johnson. He's British and he is in... he says, I'm from the UK and I got stranded here after the surge. Huh.
And he's supposedly mundane. Was he lying?
He is not lying, but you feel like he might be misleading you.
His powers might not be combat effective.
What was it?
No, he said, you're one of those power folk. I, however, am mundane. But you know that so is Sarge, and he's obviously got mojo. So, just FYI.
He's probably a caster.
Got it. Break his teeth.
Fingers.
Fingers, hands, arms.
Get what he's inconsistent.
And he's sitting with his arms steepled, like, so he about fingers about 6 to 8 inches apart. You know it from having met spellcasters that he could obviously cast like that, no problem.
I have dispel magic. I don't have counterspell. Could I have gotten it?
It's irrelevant now.
Yeah, I know.
Could you grab what he's self-conscious about?
Like I did with the tooth?
The tooth?
As a bargaining chip, basically.
Yeah, roll.
8 plus 14 is 22.
You get nothing. He's a fucking brick wall.
Well, so am I.
He says, and I should care that you're Veritas, why?
We are seeking information about the Dread Horde. We are going to remove that thorn.
Excellent. Let me know when you finish that. I'd love to know. You have anything else?
Was he lying?
No.
We will only let you know if you help us.
I'll wait. Time is money, but money is money too.
How much would it cost to get your help?
Oh, it depends on what kind of help you're asking for. I have a great many things to offer.
Oh my gosh, what an asshole. I'm sorry. I'm like really into it now. Keep going.
Insight into the stronghold.
Oh, easily. I thought you were looking for material goods.
That's also potentially on the table.
What material goods do you have to offer?
Oh, artifacts from forgotten time. Taken from... I'm sorry. Liberated from particular locations.
So, is he lying about the artifacts that he has acquired?
No, he's not. He's legit.
Winter is just glaring
at him. When he says liberated, you get a lie.
Winter glares at him. I
comment on that.
Yeah.
Oh, how British.
Yep.
Winter just glares at him when he says liberated.
Please say that. You say that out loud.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am what I am. And that's all that I am. A businessman.
Is he lying?
Yes.
you don't view yourself as a businessman. What are you then?
No, that's not all that he is.
Ah.
I view myself as a maestro.
That's not a reference to my character's backstory?
No.
Okay, I just wanted to make
meister,
sure.
That's meister, not maestro.
I know, I just wasn't sure if you're mispronouncing that. No. I figured I'd just catch out there.
The word maestro has another meaning.
I know.
Why did I think of Monstro? From Pinocchio.
Moving on.
Monstro,
okay.
The giant whale.
He says, so, can I help you? If you need to see my material goods, I might have them. If you can prove that you can pony up enough funding to make it worth my while.
We have enough. Yeah. This is Rob trying to figure out what the best way to phrase this is.
I'll give you a second to think about it. You guys can talk amongst the table. He says, how about this? I will be at my shop front in 20 minutes. Meet me there.
Okay.
And he turns to...
Assuming he gives us directions.
He says, any one of the people in this place will be able to tell you where I am.
So we look at...
Toothy Grin.
He ran away.
Oh, no.
Literally, he ran. No. He ran away.
Have my big friend here fix your teeth for you.
Gladly.
Honestly, all it would take is someone with either cure wounds or healing word, rip the tooth out and shove it back in the correct way and it'd grow in properly. Yeah. Literally, he could have his face fixed today.
I'm surprised that he wasn't like, you'll fix it!
But really, Winter, you could do that.
Yeah, I know.
You have your cryo heal.
Yeah.
I also have healing word.
I know, but she has cryo heal, which wouldn't even hurt when it happened.
No, we have plenty of sedative. It's called his fist.
Okay, so...
Go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep.
Winter has said that before. Do you remember that? Go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep.
So, guys, how do we want to run this?
Well, we need to show that we have money available. I'm assuming he's fine with U.S. dollars.
He's British. He's fine.
Yeah,
I mean, U.S. dollars spend good everywhere, except for in the
at that internet cafe.
Yeah,
I like to think that when he was sitting there, he just was like, he'll look to next to him, and there's a guy typing away that he's like a Nigerian prince. He's like, hey, stop lying. So anyway,
he would have just cut the internet cable.
Assuming there's a way we can demonstrate that we have money available to buy things without showing how much we have available.
Hello, we got somebody in a heavy tactical suit. That's $100,000 by itself.
Yeah.
Yes, but where's your liquid capital?
It's nanite technology.
You can actually do a credit check through a wire transfer. They'll send a check. If you don't have a certain amount of money, they'll just deny that request.
Okay.
And Isaiah, you would know about that because of your last job.
Yep. And that's what we'll run up and do.
We'll go to it. We will go to his shop and.
What are we going to ask for?
Well, we'd like to.
We're looking
just
more.
Just want information.
If he's got artifacts, things that we could use.
Like what, Veil Beetle?
And we can liberate those artifacts.
I don't think so, but.
And return them to the proper owners.
I have one more thing I need to mention, Isaiah. Because of your passive, I forget how fucking high it is. And I just learned about it today. You noticed among the so it was, there was a picture of a beetle and then six scarabs. There was, or six other bugs. There was a seventh that was scratched out.
I will ease my way into that conversation with...
Talk about it when we get back there.
It's important that you know it now.
Yep. Guys, remind me. And to ease my way into that conversation, test the waters.
Well, we probably would have asked before we came out here about it.
So let's do a quick flashback to that.
Seven?
Yes. It should be the beetle and then six other bugs. One of which is a scarab, one is a centipede, one is a locust. The seventh is scratched out, like, out of existence.
I will politically test my way into the water to see if it's a very sore topic that she doesn't want to talk about.
This is a flashback, y'all, because I forgot to mention it, and it's going to come up. She's very cagey about it, but after you're gentle with it, she says... That's the ivory roach. It was I would call them a fallen member. They're not dead, but as far as I know, they're not dead. But they did not decide to stay on the path of righteousness. So their charm will be reducing in efficiency over time, until finally they do die.
How long ago was this, if you don't mind me asking?
100 years.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. It would have been right after the... roughly 60 years.
So when Necro was big?
Necro wasn't really big until the late 70s. So, no.
That was 50 years ago.
So, basically, right after, it'd be effectively right after Thunder and Plasmos blew up and created the power surge that... brought powers back to the world, not in at all. Well, beyond like a few random people.
Yes, thank you for validating my backstory. El Combustion was one of those powered people before the surge.
They existed, but they were very rare. Yeah. It's Plasmos and Thunder and them, Superluminal.
Few and far between.
Yes.
Winter was not alive in the 60s.
Not alive.
I thought you were talking. Never mind. Sorry.
You're fine. But she says, I would consider them a fallen.
Okay.
Originally, we had 10, and you notice that. And she just says, but we've changed hives since then. Now we're down to 7.
Did the other 3 fall like this?
One was damaged beyond repair in a battle, and we have that enshrined. That was the Mantis.
Okay.
The other two, I don't know where they are or when they are.
Okay.
The ladybug.
No, it would be spider? It was the spider, the obsidian spider.
Obsidian. The ladybug.
The obsidian spider and the jade ladybug.
The ladybug.
Or a jade bug.
No, it wouldn't be jade. It'd be a garnet ladybug. So write those down.
I have Ivory Roach. What's the one?
Obsidian Spider is missing. The Garnet Ladybug is lost to time.
One more time, Garnet.
Garnet Ladybug. What was the other one I said?
Mantis.
Mantis is dead.
Mantis is dead. And that was the Jade Mantis.
All right.
Lost two times. And then time.
There's an emerald locust.
And then ruby scarab.
Did you already have those written down or no?
Thank you. Stop. Wait. I have the ladybug. And then...
the...
jade.
Jade. Mantis. You want to go to the next page?
Okay, and what's wrong with the jade mantis? Just gone. Dead. Dead. Okay.
Destroyed.
Yeah,
discombobulated.
Theoretically could be repaired if there was powerful enough magic. What else?
Like the surge?
Like a direct kind of like fabricate effect. By a powerful enough artificer would be able to fix it.
Let me write this down. Veiled.
Corvin. Corvin.
If he showed up, sure, but they're not connected.
I know.
No, but... Veiled. You know, my old boss can do some really cool shit.
I have no idea who your old boss was. You know, we'll talk about this later.
Okay, yes. So.
You guys need to get going.
There's 10.
10 total.
Ten total, okay. So.
Including her.
including the Veiled Beetle. Veiled Beetle. Is one.
Okay. Which is like a shimmery chrome when she's actually in armor. She rarely is.
I want to make sure that I kind of have them all down.
Well, yeah, the ivory roach is missing. Is either turned or missing. So you flashback to walking inside the guy's shop, and he is sitting at a really nice computer desk, looking out over the monitors, and says, "Ah, friends."
Lie.
Yep.
Come in. Make yourselves comfortable. That's not a lie.
Yep.
And he says, "I'll just need to do a quick credit check."
I hold up the chip. Or chit.
He scans it. "Okay, we're in business. How can I help you?"
Puts it away. I don't actually have sleight of hand, so... Yeah. I just put it away normally.
Okay.
So... We're first looking for information and potentially... After that, material goods involving the Dread Horde.
I don't have anything directly involving him, but things that might be useful with against him, maybe.
Yes.
Excellent.
Now, he said to make yourself comfortable. Cerberus is standing at parade rest. Arms behind the back.
Yeah. AKA where he could grab his hammer or grab his axe.
Yeah.
That's right where the handle would hang.
Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't even think about that. You're like...
That fits. That fits.
You're like, I like that more than I thought it would. So,
Isaiah will be leaning on a chair, hands in the pockets, or at least partially.
Yeah.
Like, fingers. Just yep. The fingers, yeah.
So, you guys come inside, and you're at rest, or wherever you are, you're comfortable, and he says, "Information has a cost. But so do goods. So what would you like first? What would you like to know, and I'll tell you how much it costs."
"Examples of what stuff do you have, knowledge-wise?"
He says, "Oh, many, many things. I mean, mostly from Egyptian relics or ancient Sumerian."
He's talking about knowledge. Information. Oh, about what kinds of knowledge do you have about the Dread Horde?
The company I was a part of helped build that base, so I know... everything about it. I have blueprints.
Where do you have the south wall? This is Rob just saying. I'm just saying, though.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's totally true. He has blueprints to this place.
Just so we all are... Oh, never mind. You wouldn't trick us like that.
He has blueprints to that place. Unless it's been dramatically changed, you have... That would be blueprints for the...
Like, if he had blueprints to, like, some random house. Like, I don't think Paul the GM would do that.
I have blueprints. Didn't say I have what.
Yeah, exactly. I have blueprints of the base.
Which there. Base?
The base.
The base.
There's intention to it.
Yeah, I know.
That would certainly be useful.
Yeah, I suppose. How old are the blueprints?
Only 20 years.
A lot can happen in 20 years, but mm-hmm. It would give us bases.
It would give us something to work from.
I will attempt to haggle down the price.
He says the price is $50,000.
Negotiation?
Persuasion?
Mm-hmm. Plus 15.
And he's rolling an advantage?
I should get advantage.
You don't know what he is.
Would Natalie know what he is?
No.
Okay.
Well, I rolled for shite, so...
So did I.
I have an 18.
I rolled a 6, plus a 15.
For 21.
All right. So you can get it, because that means you beat me by 3. You can get it for...
He knocks $3 off the price.
Shit. You can get it for 42.
Yep.
We only have...
We have 100. 100.
I thought we only had 10. I was so concerned. I was like, well, we definitely can't afford that one.
So we're good with this?
I'm fine with that.
Alright, you got a deal.
Excellent. And he hands you, he waits for the wire transfer to go through, sees it go into his account, hands you a chit.
I tap it.
Yep. And the chit actually dissolves when you do that. It transfers. He says, it's a one-time. the data will self-destruct if you transfer it, so I don't recommend you do that.
All right, so it's just stuck on my device.
Fantastic.
Unless you have a hacker of some renown who'd be able to get through that. I didn't create the trans. I didn't create the code that did it. If I did, it wouldn't be that easy to crack.
Line?
No.
Okay. I have to ask.
What else would help us? Would he know?
I can give. I have a drone. I have drone footage over the last 2 weeks.
I was going to say some sort of schedule of his movement.
I can offer that to you for $5,000.
I'm asking. Natalie's asking the group. Yeah. I wasn't asking him.
I wasn't talking to you.
I wasn't talking to you. This is an A and B conversation, so see yourself out of it.
She's only 21. That's totally legit to what she'd say.
I feel like Isaiah and Cerber, or Veritas and Cerberus are probably the oldest ones in this group.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he says things you might want to deal with the Dreadhorde. I have drone footage of the base for the last 2 weeks.
I think we don't need that. We can easily scout it ourselves.
While it is appreciated, I do not think it will be required.
Any other suggestions might you have?
That's all about all I have for the base. I mean, I have the Dreadhorde's. Oh. It's a little rich. I know where he comes from.
Where he goes? Does he come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
No. I know of his hometown, but...
And how would you have come across that kind of information when nobody's really lived to see him?
He applied for a job with my company. I happen to have taken their personnel files when I left.
Is he lying?
No.
So you know the Dreadhorde's name?
Name?
Full name?
Birth date? Social security number in this country, that is definitely not social security number. Unique identifiable number. I know his entire body. I have his height, weight, allergies. He doesn't have any. I'll give you that for free.
Damn.
Deathly allergic to peanuts.
That's Anna Dale, chipmunk chick.
He's lying.
Or Anna
Allen. Is he lying about the...
Yes, he is. He is lying about the allergies.
What are you?
You sure about those allergies?
He might be allergic to something, but you'd have to find out.
Roll for negotiation on price.
He says the price will be 30,000. Come on, dice! Don't bone me this time.
Come on, plus 15.
I'm adding 10, but I'm at advantage.
So plus 15.
Yeah, we're even up.
13, actually.
No,
it's about 3.5. Dice! I swear to fucking Christ.
I rolled one better this time.
I rolled a 3 and a 4. So...
My base alone beat you. So it's a 22 total for me.
Yeah, it's a 14 out of 13. He says... And you beat me by how much?
Eight? Almost nine.
He says, I could do it for 20.
Full detail, yeah. Alright.
Sure.
It's not our money.
Alright, so... his name is... Roger Delavan. He is from Dubai, and he is a prince.
Allergies?
He is deathly allergic to bees.
So we need ampitoxin.
Oh, God damn it. Oh, God
damn And we should have gotten the carapace.
Well, looks like I'll give it a shot when we get back.
Wasp and bees are different. I guess the allergies.
Hornet.
Yeah, hornet.
Where is he from again?
Dubai.
Dubai.
Well, one of them bite, one of them sting.
Hornets bite.
Wasp bite.
Sting. Wasp sting. They all sting.
They all sting.
None of them fucking bite.
Are okay. Prone to sting.
They can't bite.
Doesn't say it doesn't bite.
They don't bite. Never heard of someone getting bitten by a fucking hornet. Okay.
Okay, so Roger Delavan, and he's from Dubai.
Yep.
And he's allergic to bees. Was there anything else that you said that I missed?
He matches the description. He's in his late 40s.
Why would a prince want to apply to your job?
Well, he's the disgraced house.
Got it.
And he was actually, and his mother was American, so they didn't really treat him very well. So he was looking for. He was trying to apply for a vice president position that would make him more money, enough money that he could stay in his family. He could stay in his current lifestyle, but he had no skills. It's all in the personnel file.
Yep.
I've met a couple people like that.
He says, "Well, if that's it for information, would you like to see my goods?"
Sure.
Certainly.
So, he pulls up.
And this is out of character. Not that we can afford him.
He opens up an AR screen and puts it in front of you, and it's actually a video that shows a room full of things. Things are labeled. One is a chime of opening. It's labeled as $5,000 gold. $5,000.
He has already two of them.
$5,000 USD. He lists there is a flying carpet, the smallest one, listed at $10,000. There is.
I'm the flying carpet.
If it's an uncommon magic item, you can find it. It's about $5,000 or $10,000. Mm. He has the occasional rare, but those are 20. And not all of those.
Is an animated shield uncommon?
It's rare. So that'd be 20K.
If he hasn't.
And we have 38 left.
Yeah, I wrote that down. Okay. Made sure to keep
track. I can roll a luck and see if it has it.
How do we know if this is a light feed?
What's your number? It says a wave, Charlie. Guy, there's a person who comes out of the fucking shadows and waves and steps back into the shadows.
Charlie, put up three fingers, then put up only the middle finger.
He gladly does it.
Okay.
What's your number?
6.
2 to the side.
Okay.
10. He does not have an animated shield.
Wouldn't have been for me.
What about a reanimated shield?
A person who doesn't have a weapon or shield on him.
She also has more arm AC than me.
True.
Yeah.
But you also have a shield.
Yeah.
In your arm. Okay. So.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. There really isn't a uncommon magic item that I'd be interested in.
Are there any of the rares you're interested in?
Not really. I don't really know them, so I'd have to go and dig through, and that'd be a whole nother episode.
Yep.
How much for uncommons?
Uncommon, 5 or 10, depending on what the order is. Rare is 20 to 30. Mm. I planned you'd be able to perform two items. Two rares is what I had planned.
What about ion stones?
Yeah, absolutely. Those would be easy to steal, so yeah.
Oh, look, that guy's got a rock floating around his head. Yoink!
It's actually pretty difficult. It's like a 20 to grab it.
20, yeah. Used to be AC 15 with a touch attack. You just.
Yeah.
What about a cloak of displacement?
They would not have that. If he did, he'd be wearing it. Actually, correction. He might be wearing it.
So, how much for the cloak of displacement?
Priceless. You can't have it. No, there's no convincing him. It saved his life multiple times already.
Everything has a price.
And you can't afford it.
Paul doesn't want to give this to us. Moving on, I don't think there's anything here that we would really want.
If you guys think of anything, I will allow you one retcon purchase. This is Paul telling you, you get one retcon purchase, and it will be for 25. If it's rare, it'll be for 30. If it is uncommon, it'll be for 10. Okay?
How about still looking? Two cloaks of protection? One for me, one for the lady.
She's already wearing one.
One for me and one for the...
Mountain?
Sure.
For Clegane.
10K piece. No, he says, you don't haggle these prices. They're too rare.
Really? I thought they were uncommon.
Yeah.
Sorry. That was out of character.
That would leave 18 left, but it does increase your AC by 1.
Alright. I mean, we just... Damn.
Yeah, I mean... Alright. Going once.
I'm still going through the items.
Would it be smart to grab that, door opening boy?
Automatically open a door, including if it's barred.
Yeah.
Oh,
instead of having... Oh, Could
it
we?
It wouldn't. I don't know.
Six.
He does. Which one?
What level does he have? We got 18,000 left.
So you wouldn't be able to afford the rare. So, what number?
Six.
It is the rare.
So that would be 20,000 base. So I can attempt to haggle down to 18,000.
You will not haggle these. You talked your way out of it.
Could I get...
You could have just said, I was just going to be the base version, but then you're like, which version do you have? I'm like, I'll roll. And then you got four off. Okay.
I want this.
Ah, okay, that explains it.
The Chime of Opening would cost 10,000.
Okay.
We have 18,000 left.
Oh. You said it was 5,000 before.
Oh, it would be 5,000. Sorry.
Yeah.
Chime of Opening says that door opens no matter what happens.
Yeah, but it's big and bulky.
No, it's...
It's chimes.
It's a chime.
Oh, a single chime?
Yeah, okay. It's this big.
I thought it was chimes of opening.
It's a chime of opening. It's like 1 foot by 2 inches by... It's 1 foot by 2 inches, you know?
You ring it like a tuning fork.
And you hit it on the door and it just... Bong! And it explodes open. Yeah, that...
Wait, is it going to be loud?
Incredibly.
Well, son of a bitch, I wanted to get something. I thought it was a thing that I hold it up and it's gonna just open automatically quiet.
I need to fucking escape. Bong! And the door explodes open and you just keep running.
All right.
Or you hit it again and blow open the next door.
All right, fine.
I've got another item, an uncommon.
Okay.
Boots.
Of?
Elven.
Yes, he has those.
Otherwise, I'm at disadvantage to stealth.
No, heavy tactical doesn't give disadvantage.
Heavy tactical doesn't give disadvantage.
Oh.
But you're also the lowest stealth rule.
Can I buy it, you guys?
Or we can look at the ring of protection.
He doesn't have any. Or if he does, he's wearing it.
But he only has three tomb slots.
You're right. Unless he's got a hand of glory. Artifact. Gives you an extra ring slot.
Yeah. So, Boots of Elvenkind is what?
5,000.
Chime of Opening requires an entombment slot.
Does it really?
Yes, it does.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that. It works 3 times per day?
Wait, no, you're not. I am not attuned. I'm attuning. Do I have to go to sleep for it to be attuned?
Takes an hour.
Oh.
So.
Alright, so, speed through this?
Yes.
There's nothing else you're going to be able to get out of him. He's essentially, he likes that you're spending money with him, but at a certain point he's like, okay, I'd like to be done with this.
Yep.
Is there anything else you'd like to purchase that you can see?
A wand of magic missile?
No.
Okay.
Well, since I don't have disadvantage on stealth, I don't necessarily need the boots.
That solely is just 18.
Yeah.
She spent five of it on the chimes.
Did you actually get the chimes?
Yes.
Yeah. No, it does not require attunement.
Yeah. Okay. Is it 3 times a day or 3 times ever?
No. The boots would then give you advantage. We got 13 left, so we might as well get it.
You can know, the used... company also likes getting their money back. And we may
the agency.
Need it.
Yeah.
The chime can be used 10 times. After the 10th time, it cracks and becomes useless.
All right, let's roll a D6 plus 4. That's how many charges you'll have of it.
It says 10 automatically.
That's if it's, yes, that's when it's created.
It's brand new.
Who would like to roll it?
Oh,
Natalie, you're buying
roll
it.
Roll a D6.
Bye.
Good, I rolled a 1.
I asked for Natalie.
Yeah, that's what I said. Good.
Four. Okay.
You may at least get half of the uses out of it.
You're going to get at least half.
You don't know how many charges it has, do you?
You do. It has cracks. It has cracks that spread along.
Yeah.
What about parrot proof against poison?
Okay.
Is it a 1?
2.
Would you like to use an inspiration to reroll it?
No.
No.
What about parrot proof against poison?
He does not have any. Or if he does, he's wearing it.
You could have a second one.
In any case.
Okay.
So I can only use it 6 times.
Yeah, so mark off 4 charges from it.
Okay.
Okay.
Write it down in your notebook.
You guys head back to the hive. And
were we followed?
You were not followed because of Senior Eyeballs over here. And you make your way back in, and the Joker is sitting at the counter eating his food when you arrive.
Ah.
He waves. He's like, you guys can go hit the sack. I'm just going to finish up here.
Well, if before doing that, I'd like to... Cerberus would want to talk to...
Okay.
Esme.
Yep, okay, so Esme. So I'll list off the active bugs. You want to write down active or A next to the ones that are active?
Yes.
Can you read me off the name and I'll tell you active or not active?
Veiled Beetle, yes.
Active.
Ruby Scarab, active.
Active.
Ivory Roach.
Lost. Lost slash turned.
Obsidian Spider.
Missing.
Lost.
Just lost.
What was?
Just lost.
No, lost.
But the last Ivory Roach says lost or turned.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Garnet Ladybug.
Also lost.
Also lost.
Jade Mantis.
Broken.
Sapphire Centipede.
Captured?
Question mark. Missing. Missing slash captured.
Emerald Locust.
Active.
Topaz Hornet.
Inbox.
And the Great Golden Dragonfly.
Active.
You have 1, 2, 3, 4 active.
Yep.
And 1, 2, 3 lost, 1 broken, 1 missing, and another inbox.
That's it.
That's it.
All right.
So, Cerberus would like to speak to Esme.
Yeah.
Esme.
Yes.
When she has the opportunity.
She's just talking with... She's just kind of lounging in the kitchen.
He'll wait until there's an opening and is acknowledged.
No, she's not talking. She's just lounging.
Okay, you started to say that she was talking to somebody.
Talking to Joker, but Joker's pretty taciturn. He wouldn't want to talk. He wouldn't really be a talkative guy. They'd probably talk while you guys are getting here.
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming it was made known to us about the broken...
Mm-hmm.
So he'll mention that his former employer and friend, Zaya Corvin, might be willing to help in seeing how, you know, to repair the Jade Mantis.
We would definitely be interested in that, but he would need to come here. It cannot leave or its shrine.
Right. It may take some time to get him out here. He is a very busy man, but it might be something he would be interested in, and I will bring it to his attention when I speak to him next.
I very much so appreciate that.
I'm sure he would also appreciate the challenge.
I know that our best artificers have tried, but no one has succeeded in the last 150 years, so...
Well, he's done a lot of things people might consider miracles.
One can only hope.
Secondly, I was hoping to give the Topaz Hornet a chance.
Of course. She pulls it out. What's your number? Would you like to roll? Would you like me? Who wants to roll it?
I'll roll it.
Now, here's the question. Can I use my inspiration?
Yeah.
Awesome.
You have two.
I've got 3 chances at this.
What's your number?
Oh.
Rick, it don't lose that number. We don't need nobody else.
We're going to go with 7.
All right. Would you like me to roll? I'll roll 3d20s. Or I'll roll them 1 at a time.
1 at a time, please.
I've got a lot of those.
Yep. Yeah.
9.
Next one.
10.
Fucker.
I barely know her.
Last one.
Motherfucker. 7.
Yay! All right.
So the Topaz Wasp actually opens the box.
Hornet.
The Topaz Hornet floats out of the box.
Active!
And attaches to your chest.
I'm assuming the armor moves out of the way.
No, it looks like it melds with the armor.
Ooh.
And you can almost hear the nanobot scream. So it actually melds with your armor. It is going to now be an action to don or doff, and you get all the other benefits of the first level of the exoskeleton power set. What else does that thing have?
13 plus modifier, okay, which is con for him. I was looking
at... I would say, con, int, or whiz, yes. Con would be the best.
Yeah.
So that'd be proficiency in perception and investigation.
So if you already have those, they become expertise.
Woohoo!
And?
For rank 1, because that was all the spark, I'm letting him catch up first.
Hold on. Investigation.
And perception.
Perception, expertise. All right.
Ready? Unarmed combat style, strength or dex to hit and damage. I'd probably say like Hornet Punch.
Hey, I mean, you just got an extra thing you can do with a regular punch. It does a d6 now instead of doing 8. It does a d6 plus 7.
Yes, but my question is, does it release poison?
Oh, yes, and because this is Hornet, it will deal an additional d6 of poison damage when you punch. It's specifically wasp poison, Hornet poison.
So not B?
It's in the same category.
Okay, good. And last but not, certainly not but least, the one I'm more interested in on this, shield modifier per long rest on our tank.
Yeah, it's not bad. I'm going to use the restroom real quick. You know what? And with that bombshell, I think it's time for us to end this episode.
Woohoo! That was awesome.
All right. we appreciate you listening. And, check out our socials in the show notes. And thanks a lot. Yeah, patreon.com/Vanderhayden. We'll get you access to our Discord, especially if you want to talk about the strike mission, considering it's... you guys have a great night. Bye, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Later.